Blog Talk Radio.
Python Radio. We are on the countdown, Owen, the countdown to Carpet Fest.
Holy
that's what we're
crap,
talking about tonight.
Barely contain my excitement.
Yes, we are all about the Carpet Fest tonight. We got a couple of cool things going on tonight. We got Howard. He's going to be on in 1 minute, and then he's going to go through what's going on and some of the cool things that are happening this year. And then we got Julie coming on, and she's going to announce some of the awesome, awesome auction prizes that we got that people are donating for the Rico Wilder relief effort. So it's going to be – it's a jam-packed Morelia Python Carpet Fest craziness episode. That's all I got to say.
And that is the short end of it. I mean, that was you – paraphrasing, my God.
Yeah. Morelia Python Radio brought to you by Morelia Python Forums, www.moreliapythonforum.com. But, Owen, I don't know about you, but I want to jump right into it. We got both Howard and Julie on the line, so let's click them on. What's up, Howard? How's it going?
Not too bad, man. It's going well. It's going well. I'm very excited about this endeavor. The second annual.
That's right.
Right. Second. Yeah. Because the first one went so well, we had to do it again.
Yeah. And this is going to be bigger and better. And I expect so many more people to be here from the interest that I've gotten from shows and, as well as online. It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
Right.
I'm going to
keep going.
I'm going to click Julie on in the conversation, too, because, hey, Julie, welcome to Morelia Python Radio.
What's up?
Hey there, beautiful.
Not much.
So Howard, what is – give us the rundown. I mean, you're the guy that's hosting this thing. Tell us, what's the Carpet Fest? Just for those people that are just tuning in and have never listened, they don't even know what Carpet Python is, let us know.
My dad is listening, so he has no idea what we're talking about, and this is the first time he's listening. So, yeah, go ahead, explain that to him.
Your dad will have a great time. He'll have a great time with us. His son, not so much, but the rest of us, he'll enjoy
himself.
He'll
just ignore I'm there, exactly. Okay.
It's a good time. And Eric, you this is your brainchild, and you started this last year, and it was a good time. There was only about 20 people last year, but this year we've been promoting the crap out of it, and there's been a lot of interest in it. as with there's a lot of interest in the carpet pythons as well. So I'm hoping to have, I already know, like, my house is filled with people. There's going to be people sleeping on the floor, outside in tents.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you're more than welcome. You're absolutely more than welcome.
Awesome, awesome. So, okay. So, I mean, this is like, I guess this is how I put it to people. I mean, if you are just getting into carpets and you're you get to rub shoulders with the absolute best of the best, and it's kind of like this, me and you were talking about it the other night, Howard, that it's a laid-back atmosphere, and we're kind of doing that on purpose because, you know, you're at a show. You're not able to talk to the vendor, and you feel like that you're stealing their time from other customers. And you know, this is your opportunity to actually get a one-on-one time with some of the best breeders in the world of Morelia. I mean, pretty much Maryland is the hub when it comes to Morelia.
The Mecca, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah. The chosen land.
Absolutely, and that's what I tell people is, you know, a lot of us are able to get together. A lot of us breeders, you know, on that level, on the breeder level, a lot of us breeders are able to get together and, you know, just relax and, you know, have a couple beers, have a hamburger, hot dog, eat crabs, whatever, and just
shit.
There you go. And it'll be great for the people that are just trying to delve into it and that are interested in it enough to come and be able to meet us on a personal basis. You know, we're not there, you know, as we are with shows. I know Hamburg's freaking insane to try to have a conversation with somebody.
That is true.
You know,
it's a vendor.
And like you said, you don't want to get in their way while they're vending, you know, while they're trying to make sales. So you're kind of in and out of it. But this way, it enables everybody to just, you know, get together and relax.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I guess the cool thing about this year is that we've decided that we're going to raise, we did the auction last year for USARC, but this year we decided that we're going to go and help one of our own, Rico Walder. And Julie, maybe you can tell us all about the cool things that are going to be up on the auction this year.
Well, one thing that caught my eye so far has been your zebra jag. That's quite a nice offering that you've set out there, and Rico certainly appreciates all the efforts that everybody's going through to help him raise money to fight this beast inside of his head. I've been talking to a couple of friends of mine over the past few days, and one of the items that we're getting is from Kurt Finnegan. He's going to donate the trio of New Guinea Jag, the project that he's got. I think it's a male jag and two female New Guineas. So that's coming in. I talked to Nate Jamieson last night, and he's sending me a Superbad and Penalosa jungle male. That'll be here in the morning.
Wow.
And because we know just how much we like to torment Owen.
Why? Well,
I talked to Ryan Burke at Clockwork
Textile
Company, and he talked to Cameron, who sent me, which I received this morning, a pair of rough scale pythons to put up on auction.
Bitch.
Yeah. So if you thought it was cool that I was bringing my Rusty to play show and tell, well, you should see the things I got sitting here in a rack waiting for you to bid on them.
Nice.
This is an open threat to everybody. I'll break your kneecaps if you outbid me. Just saying.
You know, I'm telling you, I raise as much money as possible for one of the most decent human beings I've ever had the pleasure to spend time with.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's fantastic. And I'm bringing one of my caramel females, and I haven't decided if I'm probably going to be bringing a tiger male, too. So throw them in the pot. And I know everybody else is. I've heard whispers of what everybody else might be bringing, too. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty stacked auction that nobody wants to miss this. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I was talking to Eric earlier, and we're going to make efforts to put together a website or a webpage that has all
excellent
the donations on it so that everybody can kind of see what we've got And there are going to be a couple of items that are going to be premium items. I'm thinking the Ruffies and that Zebra Jag to begin with, or we're going to offer some call-in auction as well, so that we can make efforts to raise as much money as possible for
awesome.
What we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
So, Owen, you better bring your plastic, buddy.
Yeah.
You're going to dangle him in front of me, and then somebody's going to snatch him away, and I'm going to be crushed.
We'll take all the money raised, and we'll donate it directly to Rico so that he can have it immediately. We'll just send it right to the bank account that's been set up for the purpose, and then anything that needs to go on plastic, I've got his PayPal address. We can go through that. I already talked to him yesterday about that.
That's awesome.
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 So Julie's in charge of all this, and she knows where it's going, and sweet.
Yeah,
we want to be 100% transparent to make sure that everybody realizes that the money is going exactly where it's meant to go. I mean, I don't think anybody really has any doubts that we would, you know, pocket ourselves, but that is absolutely going straight to Rico. It's not going to go through the Give Forward, not because we don't believe in that, but because we want him to have the money in his hand right now, because he's been going to different treatment places to try and determine the best course of action, and the travel's building up, and the bills are starting to come in. So if we can get some money into his hands immediately, that would be ideal.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's good.
Now, I just lost my whole train of thought.
It's gone.
Damn it. Go ahead, Owen.
Way to go, Howard.
Yeah, geez, Howard. So, Howard, I hear you've been, like, what kind of preparing have you been doing around your house for this mass entrance of carpet people?
I've been drinking heavily.
Sweet.
Give the tolerance up.
I will remember last year, Chris and I were the first to arrive, and you were like, keg's over there. I already tested it. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I'm expecting that this year as well. So,
no, actually, at this point with my real quick, it's enough about me. I did a kitchen remodel, so I'm trying to tighten that up, get all my everything back together to settle that up. I was debating on getting new carpet, and I decided not to. Why am I going to get new carpet where I'm going to have, you know, 40, 50 people in my house to and me just cry over it? So anyway,
get the new carpet after we leave.
Exactly. You got it.
Uh-huh.
So if it looks a little shabby, it's on purpose. But no, I've got everything lined up, man. I've got it all lined up so far.
Awesome.
Eric and I discussed, you know, food issues. Anyone's more than welcome to bring any of their specialties. You know, if they have a special dish that they want people to try, then by all means, you know, bring it.
Absolutely.
We're also, instead of doing a keg, you know, as you mentioned before, instead of doing a keg, this year we're going to do a potluck beer.
Ooh.
Wherein everybody brings their go-to beer, you know, a 12-pack, a case, a 6-pack, whatever they care to contribute, and bring your choice beverage.
Nice.
That way everyone gets a sample, everyone's, you know, able to find something, you know, try something different, and
excellent.
Go, you know, they can go from there. If you find something you settle into, then enjoy. And if you go to an event where, you know, there's not something that you want in particular, well, at least you know you have your own go-to beer there.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, if there's nothing else you like, at least you brought your own beer.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense. So it'll be bring a dish and bring your go-to booze. Awesome.
It's kind of one of those, you know, BYOBs. However, it's to share.
Gotcha. So bring enough of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring whatever you're planning on drinking and a 6-pack.
Right. Awesome.
So,
is there a place where we can coordinate food? Because if everybody shows up with 12 different kinds of buffalo dip, that's good and all. It just is not really where we want to go with it, I assume.
That's your job, Owen.
No, good. Yes, yes. Owen. Eric and I have done, you know, a little bit here and there. So, Owen, that is your job. Your job is now to coordinate food.
But
all right.
You are now
this goes horribly wrong. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, man. Well, all right. No. You can't back out of it that easily.
I tried. It was going so well.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Being a slacker will only get you so far in life. Trust me, I tried.
There you go.
It's gotten me this far. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right. So,
how long?
Yeah. Well, go ahead. How long?
No,
what?
No. That didn't
go.
Need to be said.
What, how long?
I was getting ready to say, and how long have you been this far? But anyway, go ahead.
Valid point. Ouch. I can see you.
I just want to throw out some quick thanks to Julie for getting all that together with the roughies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's
why?
All stuff.
Why did you have to get them?
Thank you. Because we just like to torment you, Owen. But
I really only did it to torment Owen.
Christ. Julie, you were saying that they're kind of the in-between the chondro and the carpet, you know?
So yeah, they're kind of my missing link in my collection. You know, they handle kind of like a chondro in the way they kind of coil around and hang out and coil down, but they're just not at all prone to being nippy or anything. They're, even these guys, I got them out of the box this morning and popped them pretty much right on the table, and they were definitely not pleased with that, not one shot at all. It just, apparently they have teeth. I've never seen them use it. So
nice.
I'm cool with that. Yeah, awesome. And they're just, the texture is just so cool. Their bodies are cool. Everything about them is just so cool. They're just a must-have addition to collection.
No rush.
Got it.
Thank you. I got it.
Yeah, every bit as cool as you think they are, Owen, they're 10 times
better.
Cooler. Yeah, they're just, and mine are just, they're just youngsters. They're just coming up on a year. And they're just, that is my go-to thing
cooler.
I take out. They're just going to keep getting cooler. And they change colors. It's really cool. They go light and dark. So, and you can't really tell when they're going to do it, but you'll open up the bin and they'll be like super light. And then you open up the bin later and they'll be really super chocolatey and high contrast. It's really neat.
I got to tell you.
I didn't even know that. What the hell?
After I spoke with you the other evening, Julie, I was talking to Balin about this, and he was able to handle some of Spostaro's roughies. And I'm like, dude, are they really that cool? And he's like, yeah, they really are. I was like, oh, shit, okay. All right, this is – it's debt. It's the American way, okay? It's for a good cause, and I – put my mark where it's going to be, and hopefully it'll go higher than that.
Mm. That's the other question I was going to ask you. Do we have a goal that we're kind of shooting for of how much you think we're going to raise?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Retail is $2,600 for the pair, so, you know, I would love to see it go over that. I mean, come on, it's insane. It's Rico. Bid like it's your job because it is. And I stole that line from Aaron.
And look at this. Someone paid, you know, $500 for a $60 bottle of vodka. At Tinley.
At Tinley, yeah. Look at the things they did at Tinley. And they're spending hundreds of dollars on six packs of beer. They're, you know, $500 on a bottle of $20 booze. You know.
Right.
Right.
The thing about this, I mean, you're getting, and that's the thing about Carpet Fest is you can. You know, you're bidding on animals, not, you know, just booze that you're going to drink. It's something that you can keep and enjoy, you know. It's a completely different ballgame. And for fuck's sake, I'll say it, it's for Rico, man. You know, and if one of us, we'd want people to be there for us.
True.
You know? When you think about Rico, I mean, he should be like the biggest arrogant rock star there is, right? Forget it. You meet him at a show and he's just like anybody else you want to call a friend. If you've got questions, you call Rico. If something's going wrong, you call Rico. I mean, there's so many times that all of us have just done that. You know, if something's not going the way I thought it was going to go, or I've got something I've never had happen before, we call Rico. So
right.
He's just freely, you don't even have to have ever bought an animal from him. He'll still spend the time on the phone and answer your questions because this is his passion. This is what he loves to do. And it's, you know, the community is giving back in just the most ridiculously generous ways because they recognize that. He's just 100% good person. So, yeah, bid recklessly. And spend more money on stuff than you could get it for elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do it. Absolutely. Julie, I agree with you 100%. Just do it. Just go. You know, there's going to be a lot of animals out, and no matter whether they're the roughies or chondros or carpets or whatever they may be, or even items that aren't, you know, animals, just do
right.
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Owen has a gavel now that says carpet fest.
Awesome.
Owen bought a gavel and a block, and it says official. It says a carpet fest gavel. If you hear it, you bought it. So we can now like bang it and like feel awesome as we do it. It's gonna be great.
That's
so.
Great.
No, you can feel awesome as you do it, and
yep.
Carl will be locked in his room.
Yeah, Carl can lit on fire when you start spinning again. I get to see it
yeah.
now.
Right.
What are you doing? It's like, well, it's a cardboard
you know
cutout.
Kids
you're
they just
it.
Don't get it.
What about Cardboard Howard? Have you found a way to get him under control yet?
I thought Jason might burn him if he shows up.
No,
he's just
going
to burn Cardboard Howard anytime he gets a chance. That's even
true.
More fun to burn than your business cards.
My business cards were flammable. So, and I didn't know that until then, so.
Oh, yeah, they
no,
are.
It's okay. Everything with Cardboard Howard and Cardboard Carl, everything's solid. It's all, don't worry.
You're hiding
there was no Cardboard Howard's, you know, harmed in this filming. In this.
Oh, thank God.
So it'll be okay, trust me.
Cardboard Howard does not have a broken nose or a court date.
I'm going to just throw this out there too for the people that are on the fence about going. You know, I'm kind of a newbie to the the breeding carpet thing, and here I am going to Carpet Fest last year and sitting down and rubbing shoulders with not only carpet breeders but also some of the chondro guys that are some of the best guys in the industry, you know. And it's just really, I can't say how awesome it is. Did I say that? Is that going to be the new thing if I say that
yeah.
Carpet Fest is awesome that everybody has to drink? There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm done drinking for the night. Thank you. I get early morning. Sorry.
<No.
laughs> That may be disheartening to many listeners, but
yeah,
I'm tapped out. But no, absolutely. I mean, Buddy was here, Barry was here, and a few, yeah, and GS was here. So
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome stuff.
Yeah, it's just the one-on-one opportunity you just don't have a chance to get. I mean, this is one of the best things about going to things like Tinley is being able to sit down with your friends and just, you know, go over ideas and talk about things that they've mentioned on the forums that you just, you know, didn't get enough information on. I can't tell you how many times I've picked poor Terry's brain over the past several years.
Yeah, right?
It's serving me quite well, you know, but to have the opportunity to sit down and ask those questions, it's priceless, and we don't have a show that we have to get up for in the morning. We just get to sit there and drink and talk.
Right.
Right. So really there is no excuse of why you are not going.
No, I came away from it last year.
Yeah, God damn it. Yeah.
Proximity, that would be the only reason why you should not be there. And
not even that, you're going to the West Coast one.
I'm undecided on that, actually.
Oh.
I'd like to do it, but... You know, the coin's tight, man. The coin is tight.
Gotcha.
So. Well, plus, no offense to the West Coasters, but the East Coast is so much cooler. I mean, come on.
Budget. Budget.
I mean,
dude,
yeah.
We're optioning roughies. What could be that cool?
Yeah, I know. Come on.
I just want to go so I can help. You know, they might, you know,
they might need an experience.
Maybe
you.
Just, yeah, I might just sit back and observe, or if asked, I might even just help them and say, okay, well, this is the way it's done.
This is how you're supposed to do it.
right. Or I might just be schooled, you know?
Yeah, it might go bad.
It could go, no, either way it's going to be good, but, you know, it could go either way. And I don't know, I'll be a jackass and I'll just go out there for the fun of it, but.
Maybe I'll go with you, Howard.
Come on, brother, let's go.
I was thinking about it, but I don't know. We'll see. Well, let's throw it out there. The Northeast Carpet Fest is May 18th, and it's in Waldorf, Maryland. You can kind of get there a couple different ways. You can go to carpetfest.com, and we're going to have a page on there that shows all the animals that or items that we have up for auction, so you can come prepared. If you want to donate an animal, I guess you can get in touch with any of us, but I don't know if you guys want to throw out your emails in case they want to get in touch with you.
Howard@ReadingReptileBreeders.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about
Hit me up there, or you can the other way to do it is on Facebook. Look for Reading Reptile Breeders, and if everybody knows it. There's look at a friend of a friend, and it's on there. So,
right. Yeah. How about you, Julie? You want to Facebook is the best way to get to you?
You can get me on the email. It's julie@gfxmorelia.com, or you can find my Facebook page as GFX Morelia on Facebook.
Okay, cool. How about your guys' season so far? How's it going since I got you on the phone?
Yeah.
Who?
Go for it, Jules.
Yeah.
So far, it's going pretty good. Waiting on another clutch this coming weekend.
Okay. Cool.
We shall see what comes of it. I'm having to make use of a cooker. Yuck.
Nice. You hear that, Owen?
Yeah. No comment. I said no comment. I'm going to be nice and hope that it gives me some good karma.
Awesome. How about you, Howard? What do you got going on?
I got a couple things going on. I got that unknown that I got up in White Plains, which she's thick as a brick, and her scales, I've never seen them spread out on any animal that I've bred before as
your
much
jungle?
As she is. Yeah, those crazy-ass jungles that
I might have to talk to you about that.
That I paid way too much for, according to some people, Julie. No, you didn't.
I certainly
didn't
never
that.
Said that.
You didn't
yeah,
say that.
Yeah,
but
I was there when it was said.
You were there when it was said, and we were like, you're an idiot.
That's about what we thought and didn't say. But yeah, that was definitely the consensus is that guy was an idiot.
Yeah.
Was this
anyway,
a person that was on the other side of the table that knew more than the people that were breeding and selling one
was,
of those kind of
it
people?
Okay, this is what happened. I picked up these animals. Most of you guys know this. I picked up this group of animals, a male and a female, nice jungles, way past the muddies, both breedable age. And I picked them up in White Plains, and I got them before the show even started. Mm-hmm. And I had someone come up to us while Julie and I were vending Richmond a couple weeks ago. Somebody came up, they're like, yeah, I was at this show and somebody, you know, paid an insane amount of money for, you know, a pair of jungles before the show even opened. It was another vendor. I was like, really? What show is this? And they're like, the White Plains show. I was like, huh. It's like, yeah, they paid like $800 for a pair. And I looked over at Julie, and then I looked up at them, and I said, yeah, 3 days later, they were locked up.
See, I would have kept playing it. I would be like, that guy's a jackass. I mean, my God, 800? Tell me more.
He just walked away, and Julie and I looked at each other and just laughed.
That's all we can do, because it's a very fair price for those two animals. They're beautiful.
Yes, yes. Yeah. For a breeding pair that is already, I would have dropped that.
Without hesitation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's going. Balin and I are doing his zebra male went to my jungle female, which is actually Scattershot's sister.
Nice. I saw him on Saturday. He's pretty.
Yeah. So I got some of that going on. I have my Dan Vermelia Jag went with Nick Mutton Coastal female.
Nice.
So she's just clearing up from the blue now, so she should be shedding any time. What else do I have? I have a couple unknowns, because I did a lot of young breeders, like unproven. I did a lot of unproven animals this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I have at least two clutches, and the rest are kind of a crapshoot.
Well, it might work out. Some of mine have been some of my best clutches have been from young animals.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I have, you know, it's possible that I could have, you know, two other pairings going, so I could be looking at two or five. You know, so
right.
We'll see.
Awesome.
But the good thing is that I had a meager season last year, but I'm sold out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Howard. I have that one Jag that I was on the fence about whether or not I should sell or not, but other than that, everything else is gone.
Yeah.
So.
You know,
that makes me feel good about the carpet market.
Well, and that's what I was getting ready to say is you know, we complain and bitch about the economy and the carpet market, but I know Jason, Mo, and I have been, you know, at least last season, you know, towards the end of the season, you know, about this time, we're looking at each other and we're like, we don't have anything to sell.
Yeah.
which means that we sold animals and we did well. But
mm-hmm.
You just don't look at it in that perspective. You know,
we had to dig into the bins to try and find stuff for sale. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to bring an Amazon. I brought two Amazons with me. I'm like, if they sell to you, if they don't, that's fine too. You know?
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Exactly. Yeah. And I do the same thing. It's like, you know, I bought up a couple of nice animals and I'm like, all right, well, I need space. So, you're ugly. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they're ugly animals, but I just got better animals, you know. So.
Right. You got to replace the ones they're by no means I did this a few years ago. I had this tri-stripe female who by no means was ugly or not, you know, a good animal. It's just I had female jags that needed bigger cages, and it's like, okay, someone's got to go. So.
And then, as we all know, you know, our projects evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get animals in, we produce animals, and then we decide, okay, our direction's going this way.
Right.
So then we completely change direction on, you know, on what our plans are, and they're constantly evolving.
Right. Also, you can finish a project and then, or get the desired result of a breeding, and now it's the next step. So you may have to move some things around because you got to keep going with your project. Like I got the Carmel Tiger, so the next step is continuing that. So
now I have a question for you, Owen.
Oh God!
If you don't mind, no, it's simple.
Go ahead.
What is the difference between a caramel and a caramel? That's what I want to know.
Where the hell you were raised?
Is it lineage or?
It's like water to water. All right, water, normal people. Water, people in Philadelphia. Okay, yeah, Philadelphia. You don't understand. So caramel, that thing over there. It's good. Either one works.
Okay, I was just curious. Just wondering. Hey, Julie.
Uh-huh.
Owen's a Yankee.
Really?
Hey, Julie.
Really?
It was Eric. So.
I learned about that when I lived in Georgia. Everybody who's north of where you happen to be standing is a Yankee if you live in Georgia.
That's awesome.
Funny stay south of Julie at all times. Done. All right. So
funny you should mention that,
I'm
Maya.
I'm here. I'm from Detroit, so I definitely don't qualify as Southern.
Funny you should mention that. I got family on down in Louisiana and Gulf Shores and Mississippi and all that stuff. And I-10 is about 4 miles north of the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. And my uncle swears that if you're north of I-10, you're a Yankee. So that's about right. If you're north of here, you're a Yankee.
That's how it was learned to me.
So.
Well, then, good to know.
But anyway, back to your, oh my gosh, yeah, we went off track there. Hey, you know what?
Yep.
I'd like to bring something up. I mean, just completely for something that's been in my head. Zach Hoffner. I've got to say something about Zach Hoffner. That little tyke has been through more than anyone should ever have to go through, and his parents have as well.
And he's a sweet kid, too. I mean, when I first met him at the shows, he just came walking up with his hands fold, like, out flat, like, can I hold this? Like, didn't even say anything. He just came up like he was holding a pizza. And, of course, he just put a snake in his hands, and then he was gone telling people how cool it was. Best little salesman I ever had, man. He flew off the table. And he's been over at the at my house a few times with his parents as they were picking out snakes, and he always has a say in it, and I visited him at the hospital a few times because I work right down the street from CHOP, and unfortunately they frequent there pretty often. So definitely very sweet kid, very cool kid. And kudos to Buddy for doing what he did for him earlier this week.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. A shout out to Buddy Buscemi for opening up his house and his collection for a little kid that just wants to do what he wants to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
for anybody who doesn't know, Zach has cystic fibrosis and has somehow, I can only deem by hanging out with his dad and his mom and then all those crazy people that keep bringing him around, has just kind of fell in love with chondros. And that's his bread and butter, and he wants nothing more than to have a whole room full of chondros. So once it was known by the Morelia community, I'm very proud of all of us and everybody involved and all that stuff too. A lot of people reached out and did a lot for this little kid to enjoy some chondros, especially Buddy, who had him come out and check out the collection. There's like picture after picture after picture on Facebook of that little kid holding the chondros, grinning his head off. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that photo set's amazing. And, of course, he wants to go to Rico, so I talked to Rico last week about it, and I was like, well, Zach wants to be the best chondro breeder in the world, and Rico's only response was, great, let's make him that. Bring him on up.
Sweet.
Not even a bit of hesitation. So, as soon as Rico's, recovered, we're gonna figure out a way to get those guys up there to go spend time with Rico and see the collection. And I mean, any trip up the hill for any of us is like kid in a candy shop. It's such a great place to go visit.
Sure.
Awesome. Wow. I know they had
that's
me on.
Why we go ahead.
No, they had me on standby because they Zach wants to see snakes coming out of eggs, and I'm the closest to them, so I'm not allowed to actually hatch any babies unless they say so. So once things start
so
kicking, I'm not allowed to. What?
That's why you can't do MI. Okay, I understand.
I can't.
Right,
that is exactly why.
See, right, right.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Yeah. Where's Jason Balin? Jason, call in, goddammit.
I don't know. That's cooler to see those heads poking out from between the coils. I think that's an even cooler bucket list item than
right.
artificial incubation. I mean,
totally,
what do you guys think?
Totally
in my opinion, it's way better.
I agree as
watching,
well.
You get watching to see, like, well, it all right, shut up, all of you. I did not get my Annie J eggs, and if I was, I was going to let her go MI just to shut all you people up. But
well,
I did not get any eggs out of my IJ. I can't breed Aryan J's. This is already known. Okay?
Easy ones.
I
like,
know.
Isn't that that's the first thing Eric bred, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric maternal.
I got IJ eggs sitting in the cooker right now. I got IJ eggs under coils right now. Huh.
I'm waiting for more coastals, possible brettle and jungle. But the IJs, she's like looking at me going, nope.
If you can't breed IJs, Owen, you might as well forget about brettles. That's just an expensive pet.
I know. Just bring your whole collection to auction off for Rico because you're done, man.
Uh-huh.
Ouch.
you guys are mean.
Owen, you just have to do maternal incubation just so you shut us the hell up.
No.
I mean,
then
you have to do it. Come on. I mean, jeez Louise.
You know,
I did maternal incubation with cave-dwelling rat snakes. You can do it with anything. You just ignore them. It's just take Carrie's approach to snake husbandry. Be as lazy as humanly possible, and when they lay eggs, just go, eggs, and walk away. Eventually, they'll make more.
She was coiled around her clutch, but then I found out it was nothing but 46 slugs. So,
I saw that.
Had that. She was coiled tight, and she was looking like, I'm like, oh, wow. And then I... she moved, and all I saw was yellow. So we had 46 slugs today, but she's got 10 or 15 still in her. So hopefully we get some good ones. But
I look at it this way with you know, the MI and everything else, you know, of course, you know, being close with Jason, he always advocated it, do it. And I did it. And it was fascinating just watching what the female did to change temperature and humidity and move the eggs around this way and that way a little bit. And
absolutely fascinating.
I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years. Yeah, these mm-hmm. animals have been doing it for 180 million years.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think they know better than you, Owen. Even better.
I don't know. My jag female's kind of stupid.
No,
that's why I've got a cooker running.
That's a different jagtard. Thanks.
Yeah, you can't do
that.
Okay.
Do you guys like terminology for that jagtard? You think that works out pretty good?
Oh, it's a great thing.
I think we should spread that through the industry.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's not going to hurt sales. I mean, Mo last year when I was holding, I think I was holding Riddler, and she's like, hold him nice because he's going jaggy. And then he went like, he flipped out. I'm like, oh. So, it kind of had that like a phrase now is going jag. So.
That's what happens once you get that reduction with them. And the one thing that I've noticed, and I'm sure Balin could speak a little bit better about this, but what I've noticed with my stuff is if you put tiger into it, you know, keeping it completely coastal, you put tiger into it, it pulls some of that jagtard out of it.
I will disagree.
Like I'll say this. The tiger jags I have are solid animals. The jags I have, not so much.
Right. I bred my jag from Jason to a lesser tiger, so not an exact tiger, but she's a sibling of tigers. And I got a 50-50 split. I got a lot that were fine, did no narrow. My male Echo does, you can throw him around by your head, he didn't care. No narrow at all. But then some of his other siblings would do nothing but corkscrew. And those I ended up just giving away to people I know who wanted once as pets. Because I'm like, don't ever breed this to anything. You may keep it. So
yeah, I don't think that it's going to change as long as our Jags are going to have it. I've got that IJ Jag Kona that I got, and she's just rock solid all the time. You know, you can take her out. You see a little bit of it if you know what you're looking for, but if you handed her to anybody, they wouldn't really know. Boy, I'll tell you what, when she was gravid, boom, was she corkscrewing all over that cage. And David Kelly had brought that up on the forum. He said, I bet when they're gravid, they go loopy like that. And he was 100% right with his guess on that, because she did. And as soon as that hormones went away, she completely is back to normal now.
It's stress,
the stressor that brings it out, and the hormone levels going up, and just everything going on in their body. Boy, I was like, bless your heart. Look at you. I actually had to take her away from the other one, because I had the two of them in the same enclosure together, and I took her away because I'm like, I don't want you to piss the other one off that's trying to nest. So I put her in her own enclosure until I got eggs. And boy, did she wrap those eggs up beautiful. I woke up in the morning and looked at it. There's this just gorgeous beehive. You couldn't see a thing in there. And I looked at them and I'm like, man, I'm tempted to let that run. And then a big, booming Balin voice came into my head. No, she'll kill them. I'm like, right, into the cooker with
them. Don't let her do that.
She'll ruin them. I'm like, I really want my grand pool boy, granite jag hat things to happen. Fine, into the cooker.
There you go.
Yep. So right now, the only thing I got in the incubator is super caramels. Can anybody blame me for putting them in the cooker? Thank you.
Well, I'm going to need a female off that.
Ouch.
I'm going MI with the super caramel zebra jags. So
no one was asking you.
There you go, Owen.
Yeah.
She's going to
do it.
Put on your big boy pants. Put on your big boy pants, man.
I'm going to go MI with the roughies. They're ready to go.
See, now that is cool, because I've seen pictures of the roughies doing MI, and I hear that they actually imprint, like, scale patterns along the eggs because they squeeze them tight enough. And
cool.
Leave, like, impressions in that. I'm like, oh, that is cool. So
I have not heard that.
If nobody outbids me, I promise I'll do MI with my roughies.
Funny thing about that, Owen, you got to buy some to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If nobody outbids me at the at Carpet Fest, I promise I'll MI with my roughies.
Oh.
So just make it taste like a ridiculous amount just to start.
Shut up.
Shut everybody up right from the gate.
Shut up.
I've already got my mark on those roughies, so.
Uh-oh. It's a bidding war.
I've been making some phone calls, too. There are a couple of interested parties that are not going to be able to attend, but we'll be doing call-in.
Right.
For the love
of God.
I
like Owen, but I like Rico a lot better.
I know. It's going to be depressing.
Can't
I'm going to come away from Carpet Fest crushed. I already know.
Well, you know, there will be beer, so you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, so. Oh, Owen. Poor Owen. That's all I can say. Just poor Owen.
Oh,
no, what the hell?
No, Owen, you're doing a... You know what, Owen, you've done awesome. You have a ton of stuff going on. And you always have. I got to give you credit for that.
Thank you.
I definitely have to give you credit for that. No, and I heard that hesitant thank you. No, there are no but. So you're all right, man.
Thank you, Howard.
No, it's cool. It's 2013, so I have to give you props at least once a year. So
you check that off the list.
Yeah, now we're getting that done early this year.
Well, I'm sure at one point in Carpet Fest I'll agree with you.
Oh yeah, but I have to wait until it depends on how much you've had. So.
Huh? Oh, no, nothing like that.
You'd probably agree with me more if I had good news about that tiger girl I got from you being gravid, but sadly no. So
nothing. Did you pair that up?
I put her with Echo. So it was going to be my red jag with that tiger, and because all my other tiger boys are too big. Sadly, nothing. She's not doing anything. So, next year.
Speaking of animals, real quick, I got to hop here soon. I got a bunch of junk to do tomorrow. Eric, how's that female doing that I got to you? Just out of curiosity, we haven't had a chance to talk about this.
Really, really good. She has a date with Citrus Tigers down the line. She's in shed right now, or I would have had Zach take some pictures of
her. Yeah, we're waiting on other pictures. Zach, hint, hint, there's an icon I produced. You got it. I want to see pictures.
Yeah. I was waiting to get the picture of her, because I think she has really, really – she's super clean, and her saddles are kind of outlined like a really nice IJ. That's, you know, like how that, you know, it's like really, really defined. I'm excited about seeing what that does with the Citrus Tiger and seeing what I can pull out of that. So
nice. No, I agree. I tattooed my own horn that I kept a female and a male back from that. I kept a female jag, and everything's very defined. They're very sharp and contrasty.
Yeah, you know, I look at I was saying this earlier when me and Zach were going through it. It's like I'm at that point now where it's kind of like collection clean out time, you know, where you have to kind of go through and pick what stays and what goes. And I have a coastal jag that I picked up from Will Bird back in 2009. And it's a nice jag, but when I compare it to, you know, that jag and then Luke's red jag and it's not making the cut.
that happens.
That's how I get rid of a lot of my stuff. You know, like I said before, you know, I get some stuff in and it's like, all right, that's, you know, that's cool. Or I produce some stuff and I'm like, that's cool. And then I end up saying, oh, well, I have another opportunity, and I get stuff from somebody else. Like I got a little sweet little cherry pot from Dale Huffman.
Mm-hmm.
I got some nice stuff from him. So it's like, okay, you got to go. You're ugly. You got to go, you know, and not that they're ugly animals, but I just picked up better animals, you know?
Yeah. I think I have to up my jungle game a bit. My IJs are kind of where I want them. I'm real happy with the inlands. I know that you hear that all the time, that people say once you have them. But telling you, man, they're a freaking cool carpet. They are really, really neat.
They really are.
Yeah. As far as coastals, I'm pretty happy where my stuff is with that. I'm thinking about jumping into diamonds. That's something that I'm kind of wanting to do.
Right,
and
awesome.
That, you know, I got a one of those Darwins from Nick that Dave Diamond got the one of his. I know, Julie, you know the one I'm talking about.
Cat lips here.
Yeah.
Prepare.
I'm super excited because the male looks similar to what Dave had, and man, that thing is sweet. You know, what
and they're just amazing how fast they grow. I mean, I thought the IJs that I had here from Luke, I thought they were fast growers. Man, these Darwins are just out the gate and gone. And I don't feed my snakes any more than you do.
Right.
These things don't care if you feed them; they just keep growing. I'm like, that's the perfect snake. It doesn't care if you feed it, and it keeps growing. Awesome. Perfect
yeah.
For me. Yeah, that's a super pair. You got. I saw them and I was just like, wow, that's fantastic. Good stuff. And then you've got that pair from Terry as well. So you've got lots of genetics there to work with.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Nice. Just bring me some albinos and I'll throw money at you and get them.
Me and Howard were talking and it's kind of like, you know how you say that there's always next year? Well, next year is my Frankenstein year of years.
Awesome.
I'm going to have some cool stuff next year, but it's kind of like, you know, waiting. It's the anticipation. It's kind of going to be kind of boring this year for me, but I'm happy to finally get Citrus Tigers on the ground and actually have them, because I beehoff the hell out of that. Johnny blazed the hell out of them, so I'm glad they're finally producing. So,
hey guys, unfortunately I gotta tap out. I got stuff to do tonight and tomorrow. But anyway, thank you, Julie. Thank you, Eric and Owen. As always, go to Carpet Fest, people. That's all I can say is check it out. Check out my website, my Facebook page. Just do it.
Awesome.
Nice.
And I will talk with you cats later.
All right, Howard.
Thanks, Howard.
All right. Take care now.
All right.
Bye.
There we go. So, yeah, I guess I had a question come in. I don't know if you guys want to tackle this, but
go for it.
Actually, I'll let you answer this one, Owen, because hold on. This comes
something
from
to do with me.
No, because mine is pretty simple how I do this. But Anthony Bross writes in and he says, "What size tubs do you use for your males?" You don't keep them in tubs, so never mind what that
is. I do.
Okay. And how often do you feed? And it kind of goes through the juvenile, sub-adults, adults, and then he's saying females and males.
Okay. For my tubs, I have a 32-quart tub that I keep the juveniles in, and then I have a 41-quart tub, which is good enough for adult IJs and jungles. My coastals can't stay in those. I've had smaller. I mean, that's like the next step after they grow out of the 32-quart tub. They go into the 41. But then after they outgrow the 41, they got to go into the rack. I've had 6-foot coastals live in the 41 tubs, but I always feel bad, so they always got to get into a cage after that. As far as cages go, I got 3-foot for the boys, and I got 4-foot for the girls. When it comes to feeding, babies, I usually try to feed once a week just because they're tiny. And also, they don't really sell when they're ugly. When they start getting into the juvenile, I'll bump them back to every other. And they usually stay at that until they go for breeding season. Like right now, my caramel female, after she dropped her egg, she's looking awful thin. So I've offered her food twice now. Just because I don't really have the XLs that she normally eats. So I had some mediums, so she got 2 mediums instead. But I'll probably get her, once she takes food, once or twice, I'll get her back onto her every other week. Every other week schedule. Boys can even go further than that. Either every other week for younger males or every 2 weeks. But I usually like to feed big meals, large extra large rats, things like that.
Wow. Okay.
Bye. Bye.
How about you, Julie? How do you do it?
Probably about exactly the opposite of Owen. there's so many different ways to keep these guys. I mean, really, there's just a lot of different things. I cohab my guys. I pretty much pick my breeding pairs or trios, and they get cohabbed. Pretty much starting, I guess, right after Carpet Fest, I'll start putting guys back together. I've got the males pulled on the females that have laid. I've got the males sitting in the CD70 tubs right now, just so that the girls can get fed once a week. And I'm feeding them small rats once a week. I'll bump that up to medium after I've had a couple of meals. I'll do that. Till they eyeball good, you know, you look at them and you're like, yeah, you're coming back into condition. And I'll kind of wean myself back into feeding them in my normal every 3 to 5 weeks routine. And I don't feed anything bigger than a medium. So the extra large rats that come out of my rodent colony, when I retire them, I actually save them all year long and feed them to the baby ferrets. So they pretty much disassemble one in the night. And I don't have any use for the extra large ones going in the snakes. I've got AP cages for my guys. They're all 4-foot cages. The rainbows live in 3-foot cages.
and then all the condos live in the PVC cages, 24-inch cubes.
Okay.
As far as feeding babies, I probably follow the similar thing that Owen does, other than the fact that mine don't have heat pick going. So they're hitting that ambient 80 degrees that the room is. But they get fed once a week, so they actually look like something that somebody might like to buy. And once they get to that point where they're starting to color up, then I'll bump them back every other week, every 10 days, every other week, depends on kind of what I'm doing. And then I have my keepers. They're eating every 2 to 3 weeks now. And those are from last year. But, yeah, I guess everybody from last year that's still hanging around the place for one reason or another, waiting to ship or hold backs or whatever. I've got those two IJ boys that still need to find their way into the world, but they're eating about every 2-ish weeks now, maybe 3. I've had a hard time getting fuzzies and stuff down here, too. That's something my rack doesn't produce enough of, is the pinkies and the fuzzies.
Okay, so you breed your own rodents, okay.
I have a lot of them, yeah. I've got rats and mice. I've got an attached garage, which is where the ferrets live anyway. So
okay.
I have a rack out there. I figure if I'm out there cleaning poop, I may as well be making rodents, too. You know?
Yeah,
and the garage door stays open all the time, so I never actually smell the mice. I clean them once a week. It takes me like half an hour. It's super easy. I'm not sure I'd want to breed any more than I've got an ARS rack out there. I'm not sure I'd want to have two that would actually wander into the whole work routine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like work. I'm going to try to buy. Got a big freezer, too.
Right.
Yes.
My problem is the being allergic to them, you know.
That doesn't help.
Yeah. I would love to do it because then I would know exactly what I'm feeding my snake, you know. That's an advantage. And you have all sizes available to you.
You could breed like one thing at gerbil, so if somebody's not taking, you can get them at least on something. But, yeah.
Oh, they're not getting gerbils. If they're not going to eat, they're going to learn.
Right now, my max.
That will change the condo
birth.
Babies, but the rest of it, to hell with them. They're going to have to learn to eat bird.
Yeah, my max on bird right now, and I actually had to up him from chicks to, I have to get quail now for him because he outgrew the chickens. So I'm like, I just don't feel like trying to take the time to switch you back. Here, have a bird. So
yeah, you've already got it.
Whatever. He's a breeding male. He's my breeder male Macleod. I'm not going to be I'm not going to be selling him anytime soon, so at least I don't think.
Yep.
So,
for the 6 to 10 times a year, he can eat a bird.
Yeah, he can eat the birds. As long as I'll feed him as many birds as he wants. Just when the time comes next year, he best breed that female.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that is one thing. I do increase my food regimen after, pretty much after the fall Tinley show. You know, right around that time of year, they start getting fed up a little bit. And then I didn't quail this year, so they didn't really have that as a trigger. So their trigger, in my mind, was, all right, let's go ahead and feed them up. And so they were getting food every 2 weeks. And they're looking at me like, well, you do love us. I'm like, no, not really, but I'm just feeding you more.
So you didn't increase the size. You just increased the frequency.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, me and Zach kind of did the same thing because we were kind of following the same, keeping style, and nothing was happening. And we started putting the food to the girls, and then all of a sudden things started happening. So I think that's the cue, you know.
I think that it's more complex than just one cue. I think it's yep. just a number of things, but I think that's probably a fairly decent cue. You know, it's a big
right.
part of the equation. Because if their bodies are kind of in that maintenance mode from during the year, they don't have any reserves. They're going to be like, nope, not going to make anything with this because I don't have any reserves.
Right.
So, yeah, I think feed them up just a little bit. You don't want to make them obese, obviously. But, you know, when you're keeping snakes
right.
lean to begin with, you don't have a lot of luxury for error there. And they're just going to say, nope, not going to happen. So,
right.
Yeah, they do get fed up.
Right.
Yeah, trying to convince them to breed sometimes can be ridiculous.
You know, I'd pair them together and hope they go. Bless his little gay heart. Last point is having a homosexual year. He's going to wait till next year, I think. But I love him anyway.
Yeah, I'm thinking my pretzels.
Complaining about my interior decorations, doing his wife's hairs, you know, just not doing anything useful.
No. I think I got to freeze my pretzels a little bit more. I was, like, afraid because I'm like, this goes against everything to try to drop a python to, like, 60 degrees. So, and then they're, like, they're staring at me right now on opposite ends of the cage going, what are we supposed to do in here? So, it's like next year, I'm like, fine, you guys can get frozen for all I care, jerks. So.
Yeah, I knew that the species I'm working with would very likely go without cooling. And, you know, I've listened to a lot of stuff Terry said over the years, and it just all makes sense to me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give that a try and see if it works. And so far, we're doing okay.
I just might send my pair of IJs to somebody else who can breed them and then just ask for half the babies.
You know that not one of us is going to let you live it down if we have to breed your snakes for you. You've got
to
make it happen.
I have to find someone who can be sworn to secrecy. I have to get blackmail on somebody.
No way, that's just too juicy. Nobody is going to be sworn to secrecy. It's too juicy.
Yeah, I know. It's like Eric would send him here, and then he'd be like, look, Owen, look. And then it's yellow.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's almost as good as the picture that you had.
Shut
your
damn mouth.
No. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that, Owen. I wouldn't let that secret out.
All right, now you're going to have to tell me what you were
not. No, it's not. No one needs to say anything. I'll be good, I promise.
Oh, I have a video. It is the...
No, you don't.
Oh. I think I should...
There is no video. There is nothing.
Hey,
let's
auction off tickets to watch the video for Rico.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm nothing but... I'm just relentless about trying to find ways to make him money.
That would be a good one.
Yes.
And I would support that. I wouldn't support Eric holding this over my head for the rest of our lives.
Oh, I think we have to do that. Awesome. I'm going to have a private screening of the video of videos.
Shut up.
Oh, it's
awesome.
So good.
the fact that you got that was ridiculous anyway.
Yeah, we'll send little Zach around to sell tickets to go meet inside Howard's house to watch the video. How about that? Nobody's going to refuse him, and everybody wants to see the video.
You're gonna use that cute little child against me.
Absolutely.
Oh, the video. I'm going to give a little teaser. And video, I walk up to somewhere, and I look, and I have to do a kind of a double take. And my commentary is, where am I at? Because I thought I was here, but wait a minute. What do I see?
Nice. Nice.
So
awesome.
So that's the teaser. But anyway, and that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say that you brought it up. So
yeah, I know. Well, I'm nervous that that thing haunts me. Okay.
No, I'm
nervous.
I
it's going to come up at any moment.
Yeah, you're walking on eggshells. I would be
terrible.
Too. I would be too if I was a carpet python breeder. I mean, I'm just saying. Anyway, the picture where you had it to where it was like AI success, MI failure.
Oh yeah,
that's the best picture ever. So I need to I need to get my
get the revenge back. Like, so you're like MI success, and I took a picture of your eggs in my incubator going MI failure.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I was all proud because my IJs are hatching out, and I'm like, oh, look, you know, am I success? And there's Owen, like,
and Owen's like,
me
hey,
down.
You don't hate me, breeder. Don't enjoy that. Here, don't forget about your failure, too.
Don't you remember knocking
friend.
On my door at 10 at night going, will you breed and incubate my eggs? It's like, yeah, okay. And then you just left the macaws here. So.
Yep, you bailed me out, Owen. That's true.
Yeah.
That was a nervous night for sure.
Dear Lord. Well, because I talked to Jason a couple weeks after that, and he's like, Eric called me like twice.
I was calling Luke. I was calling Jason. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Sit on your eggs yourself.
Yeah.
That was the next option. Yeah. If Owen was at home, that was the next option.
I like that. We're going to have to get that.
So, yeah, you would get possible revenge because you just keep sending me videos or pictures of my eyebrows bleeding. I'll just feel like a failure.
Yeah.
But then I'll get granite, so I'll be happy. Or at least half
well,
a
we
granite,
split the class, the clutch like this. I get all the granites and you get all the IJs.
Hell no. No. See, you appreciate those things. I want the morph.
Ouch. Wow. No love for the IJs. Poor IJs.
I have plenty of I have plenty of love for the IJs because they are a carpet python, and I have to love them. And they are very pretty, especially with some of the colors that you guys have. Are they my favorite? No. Jungles aren't even my favorite. I love the coastals. Those are mine. Those seem to be the only ones I could breed. Anyway, but I love the coastals, and then the next step would just be the color that comes with the jungles. But I love the granite morph, which is why I have the granite pair. I probably wouldn't have IJs if it wasn't for that granite boy falling in my lap.
Okay.
Just saying.
Pool boy doesn't do it for you?
Pool boy does it. Pool boy.
Okay.
Pretty.
All right.
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah,
ones
yeah,
like you show up, the ones that like little baby IJs that you're like, look at the blushing on the sides. I'm like, what? I mean, but then there are some other ones that you show me that are like bright freaking orange. I'm like, where the hell is that one? So.
I'm amassing a nice little IJ army over here, and you'll see in a couple
oh,
years. Don't worry.
Yeah, you've got quite the dark side army over there.
All right. Jason Balin, again, somehow, I got to keep remembering that man has my phone number. He just texted me a picture of his red tiger incubating his eggs. Correct. he won't call in, but he'll bash me from afar. It's ridiculous. I hate this.
Awesome.
I have his tiger male over here breeding with one else. And if you think I'm going to let my girl go maternal incubation just because it was his boy, pull those eggs. Be happy about it, too. I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
We're just figuring out ways to bust your stones, that's all.
Oh, well,
pretty much, yeah.
There's so many people online now, apparently. You guys should just form a club. That was not an open invitation to actually form a club.
Can we make that a page?
Yes, we can make that a page.
Stop it.
And we can do plenty of search engine optimization, so it'll become very high ranked in Google.
Nice.
This is depressing me.
And you know, like sometimes I see some of the hijinks that are going on, and I can't get involved because I feel bad. I just kind of wait it out and just like, oh, bro.
Apparently, Jason says I don't want him to call in, and he's probably correct. So never mind. I retract my invitation. Stay far away, Jason.
Yes.
Please. So
that is true.
Yes, I don't want that. Anyways, now hopefully we're done with the Owen bashing for the evening. Probably not.
No. We can't be never 100%. I don't know what else I have going on. I don't know what else you guys want to hit on. If you want to, Julie, anything else you want to throw out there?
Not really.
Okay.
Just send all your money to Rico. That's all I care about right now.
I'm with you. All right.
Awesome.
Carpet Fest is going to be the shit, and hopefully we can raise a ton of money for Rico and pay it back to him. You know, all the help that he's given the community and all the great things that he's done, because he is a great guy. Yeah.
He really is.
Absolutely. So.
Cool.
All right. So, Julie, throw your email out there again for anybody that wants to get in touch with you.
It's julie@gfxmorelia.com.
Okay.
And domain actually goes to my Facebook page, too, because I'm shockingly too lazy to build myself a web page.
There you go.
Well, all right, then.
And,
but I do all day long. I don't want to do it anymore when it comes to my own stuff, you know?
Oh, well,
I totally understand and agree. So.
What about as far as are you doing any shows coming up or anything like that? Or
no, I'm going to do the symposium. I've got a table set up there. So we'll have a presence there for sure. and then Tinley. There are not a whole lot of shows down this way. There's Repticon, but that's 2 days, and I'm not going to sit at a table by myself for 2 days. So I go up. I like to go up and hang out with Mo and Jason and Howard. You know, Howard and I did Richmond, 2 weeks ago, something like that, and that was a good time. So I like to hit a couple of shows a year just to go hang out with friends. But by and large, most of what I do is online just for where I am down here. There's not a whole lot going on.
Okay. Gotcha. Cool. All right, Julie, thanks for coming on, and we hope to have you back on again to tell us how your season went.
Yeah, we'll do that, definitely.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. Talk later.
All right. See you, Jewel.
God damn it, Jason. Stop texting me pictures of females wrapped around eggs.
Nice. That's awesome.
I've upset him, so now this will be till midnight now. He's just gonna go around the room and keep taking pictures. So,
that's
it. Just
be
quiet now.
Am I success?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like an ass because I got 40 something slugs right now. So, oh, that hurt. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous too. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, do you think it has to do anything with the weather?
Potentially. There's so many things that can cause slugs, dude. It's ridiculous.
Uh-oh.
So, and I mean, there's also, I'm waiting on Trinity to drop Raven to show me a solid sign. So that's Tigers, and then that's Brettles, and I just picked up a new Red Tiger female from my curtain this weekend who, she chased my Red Tiger male out the cage. They did not like each other, but my Jag's in there with her right now, so I'm trying to get a late clutch out of those two. But everything's kind of up in the air right now. It's a little weird.
Okay.
I might not break 100 babies this year, which is odd for me.
That is. We have a caller here.
No!
I don't know. It might be Jason. I forget his area code, but let's see. Hey, caller with the 781 area code. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Hisham.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Hisham.
How's it going?
Yeah. he's never been so happy to talk to you ever.
He's never been so happy to hear you, Hisham.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Oh.
I just want to say I'm looking forward to Carpet Fest. I'm going to be going hopefully this year. So
awesome!
I'm wicked excited. It's actually my birthday, May 18th. Yeah. So.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, sweet. Now you have to buy yourself something pretty at the office.
Yeah, right. I guess Rough Skills is going to be on the menu,
nope.
Huh?
No, they're mine. I will rig an auction. I swear to Christ.
I'm just looking forward to at least seeing them. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, it's gonna be great. I can't. I've seen them once in person, and they were in deli cups on a table with someone that I didn't really trust. By far as, you know, if I touch this, will my animals get mites later? So I had to look at them from afar. It was killing me. So I'm definitely happy that Julie's bringing her, so I can just kind of Google it until, you know, she lets me hold it. So.
That's awesome. By any chance, you guys, where are you keeping all the snakes?
Last year, Howard was willing to donate tubs in his snake room. I'm not sure how the availability for that is going to be. We had a table set up inside for all the animals that were for the auction. We might try to set – I'm definitely going to bring my temp gun because I want to make sure we set them up so that nobody goes home with any kind of sickness or anything like that. So, and that's definitely going to want to do that. So, but other than that, we just kind of let them inside Howard's house in their bins that they were brought in. So,
cool.
So,
yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah,
I hope so.
It's a fun time. It's really cool to, like I said earlier, just to hang out with everybody and talk to them, talk shop with them, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not have the
that's awesome.
The pressure of anything else going on other than you know, eating some food and drinking some drinks and talking snakes.
Couldn't ask for a better birthday present.
There you go. Yeah. You're having a pretty kick-ass season, aren't you? Yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff.
Good.
Definitely much better than last year, I'll tell you. No leg binding or anything, so that's awesome.
Did you do anything different? Did you?
I don't know. I mean, I moved to a different house, actually.
Which might have done more than you thought.
Yeah, and I definitely I watched for the humidity because I have a feeling that it was very dry. I keep it somewhat on a higher heat, so it can get pretty dry. Like it's definitely
right.
Well, I know there was like threads about humidity and all that, and like it's zero. It gets to zero in the snake cage. So.
Okay.
I did a little bit more misting to, you know, just to get the humidity in, you know, 30s or 40s at least most of the day. And so far, it looks pretty good. I should have a clutch hatch any day. On day 50 right now with zebra jungle.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you got... you're going to make some zebra head albinos too, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's day 24 on those, and all the eggs are looking good.
Awesome.
And I did the the albinos at Jag, and those eggs are cooking as well. So, and then I got my granite that also has like 12 eggs that were laid a few days ago. It's definitely different than last year. Last year, all my clutches were laid within 1 week. This year, it's completely different.
It's all kind of spread out.
Yeah, quite a bit, you know.
But that's good,
because
then you can focus on whatever just hatched, and you get a little bit of time with each clutch before you get overwhelmed by the next. I've had clutches go back to back to back, and then it's like, okay, crap, and then... I've had them where they get like a couple weeks in between. You can kind of focus on the one that just had before the next one comes.
No, I hear you. I mean, my only problem is right now I'm actually in the process of buying a house.
Oh.
And so I can't like close or anything, or I can't move out of my place until all the eggs hatch. So it looks like I might end up paying like an extra month of rent just so I can keep my incubator plugged in.
Oh, no. Wow.
Get a generator on wheels and start wheeling it out the door.
Oh, no.
I have
Borrow
a mini
Eric's
that has
incubator.
Like...
He's not using it. Set it up at your new place. And then just transfer the eggs.
Yeah. I have a plug in my van. Like a regular, you know, wall outlet.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it will actually be strong enough.
I wouldn't chance it.
Yeah, right?
I would not chance it with that stuff
you
got carting around.
Tell the landlord they're moving out. You're like, oh, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Safer.
Can I just rent this room for another month?
Can I just have this plug here?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Well, that's cool. That's good. Good. I was really liking your Tet granites, and actually that picture you took of the granite, the Exanic, and the albino on the one shot.
Yeah.
Those eyes are crazy looking.
That was awesome, man.
Those came up pretty nice. I'm pretty happy about my granite, too. Everybody is liking it. She definitely looks pretty cool. Too bad she's going to be a mutt, because I don't think I'm going to be breeding her to like a het or a granite. Most likely I'm going to be breeding her to something just completely different.
Okay.
Waste of pure blood. I can't get
that yeah,
I
mean,
much anymore,
most
though,
likely
because
I'll, you know, I'll try to breed her again
now.
To pure blood. But I don't think her first year is going to be pure.
Okay.
He's going Frankenstein on us, so and
I
love it.
I have won.
Yeah.
I have won. I'm staring right at her, and she's pretty. I have my ivory jungle diamond jag.
Yeah,
it's a mutt. I know. Okay, I'm waiting for somebody to produce an ivory boy so I can just get it and be like, there's my project, it's happy, and it's a mutt project. We'll never touch anything else. So
I should actually have two clutches hatching around May, between May 17 and May 18 and May 19. So
nice. You might have carpet.
Well, I won't be here, so.
Oh yeah, well, they can do it on your own. I mean, I went away for 3 days, and I was expecting a jag clutch. I came back; they were all out of the egg and curled up, sitting there waiting for me. So it's like, okay, clearly
that
I did not need to be here. Yeah. So your birthday might end up with you going to Carpet Fest, running amok with carpet people, buying something at the auction, coming home to a bunch of babies.
That would be awesome.
See? Done.
And I'm hoping. Go ahead.
I was hoping to get some Exantic Jags this year, too. I have my female should lay her clutch within the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
so that's definitely
bitch,
most
that's
exciting, most exciting project for me for the year.
That's cool, because I want them and I want albino something awful, but I got to get the rough scales crossed off the list first. So
I hear you. Mm. I'm with you.
No, you're not. No. You get something else. Those are mine. You're not with me.
It's an all-out war.
It's gonna be.
Oh, and you know we're just going to drive the price through the roof. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then make me pay. Like, there's nobody on the phone. Julie's talking to herself is what it's going to be. I know.
As soon as I saw that from Julia, I literally opened up my checkbook to see how much I had.
Nice.
I swear to God.
Yeah. I'm gonna
I was
lose.
Like, no way.
I'm going to lose. I'm going to hope to have Chris is going to have to be there just to tell me, no, dude, no. No, you can't. You really can't.
Maybe we'll split them. You know, we'll take, you know, I'll take the male, you take the female, and
agreed. I'll take the girl. Easy. I will take the girl and raise the hell out of her.
Yeah, you're good about that. Your female is an insane amount of freaking eggs.
Yeah,
oh.
52 eggs is a lot of eggs.
No, it's not. Not when they're all sucked.
Oh, no.
I depressed myself.
Well, yeah. So it looks like we have, I think this might be David Kelly on the line here.
No.
We're having quite the call in tonight, carpet people. Is that you, David?
Am I on?
Yes, you are, sir.
Yes.
We're on with
Hesham,
Nate, still
there?
Owen. Hesham,
what's
yep.
that?
Hesham, would you agree that Darksiders rule and Lightsiders drool? This is a life or death question.
You disconnect this idiot.
Came out of here.
You know, I'm on both sides. You know, I got both. So it's a tough question.
Now Jason's telling me he's going to bid on the rough scales too. This is just ridiculousness all around.
Yeah, right.
David, you're going to bid on them too, just to keep it going, right?
Well, I'm going to kidnap them so Owen can't get them.
Nice.
Done. Christ. I feel like there's going to be Nerf guns at the at Carpet Fest, too. So.
You know what makes me happy about the fact that Rough Scales are going to be a Carpet Fest? I don't know
What's
if
that?
I remember, like, back when I first was getting into this in 2009 or 2008, like, Rough Scales were, like, a dream. That was a dream.
You
know what I mean?
They
were,
them.
Like, impossible. There was no way that anybody was going to get them. Nobody worked with them, or it was top secret.
Or it was going to be like, you know, there's a pair floating around out there that somebody might breed, and maybe in a few years we'll get a hint of one or two of them. It was like the same thing with albinos, like, years ago, where it was like, they're around.
I honestly didn't know they were available.
Apparently, rough scales are just like the bunnies of the carpet world, and they just breed like mad and just fire out babies all over the place. So now there's so many of them, they're like, I'm pretty sure they're giving away as door prizes in Australia. Thank you for coming to the show. Here, have a pair of rough scales. So,
yeah. And now they're going to be at Carpet Fest. So I'm thinking, like, you know, I think Imbricata.
if I keep wishing Imbricata,
Silver Peppered Inland.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just thinking, like, you know, eventually, somehow, some way, some, you know, Carpet Fest.
It'd be a really good representation. Owen Pelly Python. Yeah.
You know?
25th Carpet Fest. We'll have Owen Pelly's there. It'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be nice. So
I can't wait for True Hypos.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. They're definitely a cool carpet right there. That's for sure.
From what I'm hearing, they should be available within the next couple of years.
No way.
Really?
And I want those all black. I want the all black jungles, the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah. That was
I can't
cool
wait for
too.
Them to hit the United States market.
Was it proven genetic?
Yes, recessive.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but they're
going to take a bit. Yeah, it's going to take a bit because they just proved it. So, you know, those babies and those hets are just hitting people now, and it'll take a year or so for them, for the males to be ready. And then you'll see some hets hit some other places, but then it'll take a 3 or 4 years before you start seeing visuals, and then eventually they get over here. But also, recessives seem to hold their price more than codominants and other things like that. So I wouldn't expect them to be hitting a price range worthy of most people for a little bit.
But does anybody else have them besides the original breeder?
I guarantee you that there are several people that have them at this point, but they're usually people who are paying a pretty penny or have enough carpet pythons of high value to trade or something like that. So,
yeah, I know a few people were interested in that project, and there were some issues with the breeder. Apparently, he was like up and down and all over the place, but
yeah,
price wise, yeah. So I don't know. Holy smokes, there's another caller on the line here. What the hell is going on?
What, are we talking to Chandra people?
Carpet people are taking over. 443 area code. You have a question or a comment?
Well, hello there. It's Jason Bound. How are you guys?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to call because, honestly, I have to give Owen a little bit of satisfaction because I just had a MI failure. I had to...
I mean,
I had to pull the eggs from her because she's no longer tending them, and this is actually one that had gone the distance 2 years prior, both years. So she just decided she was done with incubating her eggs.
Really?
So I yanked
was
in there
the Woma?
Incubator, Owen. No, this is a carpet python.
A carpet python? Oh my god!
But please tell me it was a gag, just so we can't give Owen any satisfaction for going.
No, I wish I could. It was a female tiger, and she just was completely off the clutch, and it was cool. So I had to pull it away from her.
Well, do you think there's a reason for that? Like the eggs are obviously like red and veiny and looking good, correct?
Yeah, I checked the eggs. They're totally all veined up, and they look fine. But they were cool to the touch, so I didn't want to chance it. Her maybe she would have gone back on them, but maybe she wouldn't have. And she also laid them. Then this is might be why too. She laid them flat on the surface of the egg box, so she never wrapped them up into a ball. So
okay, so that might have been just freaky and weird. And I got you.
But I just want to give Owen a little on-air satisfaction.
I don't take satisfaction.
It goes both ways. I can dish that. I can take it.
There you go. Where to go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
Owen's
you
getting
very
bit,
much.
Beat up pretty bad tonight.
Dear Lord. I don't know what I did to you people, but I have a host of friends, a host of very good friends, and they all just I'm a punching bag.
That just means everybody loves you.
I know.
Yeah,
you claim
right.
It, Owen. I know.
You guys have a nice rest of the evening. I gotta go.
All
right,
nice.
Thanks, cool. Jason.
See ya.
See you, Jason.
All right, I'm gonna let you guys go as well.
Okay.
Looking
all right.
Forward to seeing you.
Yes.
Yep.
Be
definitely.
Good time.
All right, I'll talk to you.
All right. See you.
Bye.
All right. Man, it's just like quite the callers tonight.
Dear Lord, I don't know how we did that.
Yeah. So, David, are you coming out to Carpet Fest?
Absolutely.
All right.
Good.
You can thank Jason Hoffner for that. He's the one that's helping me. Thanks, Jason.
There you go.
Is he? How is that happening?
I don't know. He's just a very nice person.
He's coming all the way to Columbus to get you, or are you coming down here?
I'm driving to New Jersey, and then we're commuting.
You're going to be riding in the minivan with the kids. You have fun.
Yay.
hey, if that's what it takes to get you to Carpet Fest, then so be it, right?
Why not?
Exactly.
Make sure that, though, when you get to Jersey, make Jason show you every single animal that was produced by Rogue, okay? Because then you can go through
okay.
and see all the pretty things. Don't
actually,
pay
I'm
any attention
my
people from E.B. Morelia. They all suck. So
I'm going to make it my personal goal to try to pick up 2 and 2 while I'm there. I'm not sure how that's going to last.
You have fun with that monster.
Yeah.
I have females half her, like, you know, double her size, and I don't touch tuna. You kidding me? She's mean. So, have fun.
By the way, Owen, since I've been busting your balls lately with all the maternal incubation memes, let me just say that mutt carpet bag you got, that thing's pretty, man. I'm going to give you some congrats for picking that thing up.
See, honest to God, it was a friend of mine who nabbed her off Craigslist from somebody who didn't want her anymore. Came by my table, asked me what it was, and I'm like, it looks like a jag. And then he started telling me what it was, and I'm like, I will take her right now. And then that turned out to be completely false, and then I had to track down what she really was, which was pretty easy. But she is very, very pretty, and I'm kind of hoping she keeps her white coloration, because if she yellows out on me, I'm going to be really depressed. So, but
just it to a zebra,
she was a steal. So.
If it yellows out, throw a zebra to it. Make really yellow zebra jags.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You're going to... and that might be
no.
a pairing down the line that maybe I send my black and white
jungle
over to your...
I was hoping you would say that.
So you're playing...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that jungle is badass.
I know, and that you show me pictures of him, and I'm like, and I asked, this is half the time when I'm buying snakes now, it's just like, I don't have it, but Eric does, and he lives not too far away. And I'm pretty sure he's got so many now, he's going to be like, well, I'm not using this albino this year, and I can just steal it from him so for a year and then give it back. So, yeah, that's what I'm planning on now.
Oh, okay,
like,
fair enough.
Yeah, it's all right. It's like... My tiger Pixie, I am going to steal Satch from you 1 year. I swear to Christ, you're going to give me that animal for a year to make very pretty citrus icon tigers.
That is pretty much the same thing, right?
I don't know. You have to add all the ingredients according to you. Can't just name it something new.
Yeah, you have to say what it is. You can't...
I'm telling
that
you,
makes
but,
it confusing.
The carpet world better pray that I never hatch out a brand new morph, because I'm going to call it the hippopotamus. it'll have nothing to do. The thing could come out like orange with black stripes, and I'm going to call it the hippopotamus. And it'll be everything is het for hippo and things like that. And just ruin... The people are going to be so pissed. It's going to be great.
We were actually, it's cool that I have you on, David, because earlier I posted up the pic of the zebra jag, and we were talking about what we think the tiger gene is going to do to that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And and I was curious, since you're a tiger guy, what's your thought? Well, you've seen them hatch out, so what is your thought on? Where that's
hope those things where you can get over here. So anyway,
what's your thought?
I lost 2 of them. the problem is with tiger is that even when it doesn't really express itself unless it's given a chance. So, you know, the codominant of jag does allow the tiger to be expressed. It's how you get the good backstripe with tiger jags. Even then, you get some babies that don't express the good backstripe. And the other thing is, like, you know, crossing the tiger to a normal, the stripe gets lost. So I think you can possibly get to a point where the stripe is allowed to express itself, but I think you're going to have to bury some tiger gene into both sides of the pairing. Like, maybe your zebra jags with the tiger blood already in them might be part of the key. You know, taking that and crossing them to another with tiger blood in it is going to give you a better chance for expressing stripes. So, but if you deviate and go somewhere else, you're never going to see those stripes again. I mean, if I have my lesser tiger female,
Trinity. She's got tiger blood in her. You wouldn't know she's the tiger relative unless you look at her siblings. But if I bred her to my jag, and I got jags that look like tiger jags. They got perfectly, you've seen Echo. He's got a bald back, perfect stripe.
Right.
So the evidence is there that she's got the tiger blood in her. So what you need to do is you need to have on both sides. Your zebra jag tiger, your zebra tiger jag on one end, and on the other side, just a straight zebra cross with a tiger. Then those babies might come out looking like with some striping. Jason Balance is incorrect, so I am I'm so happy right now. Pretty sure I'm talking out my ass, but all right.
So I guess what I'm saying, you think that it's going to the busy pattern on the zebra is going to be striped? Is that what you're saying?
I think what you're going to start to see is maybe some subtle organization of the pattern. So you're not going to get – I know what you want. You want a zebra with a complete stripe down the middle and zebra battering on the sides.
Well, here's the thing why I bring this up, and then I'm going to get your thoughts on it, Dave, because I thought you had some interesting observations. But if you look at the zebra jag from the other clutch and you look at some of the stuff that's in Australia and some of the stuff that's over in the U.K., the zebra jags come out somewhat striped to begin with. I got a lot of striping, actually more striping from the zebra jag diamond cross than I did with the tiger. But I don't think it's going to be the same type of striping.
No, I think you're going to get more, like, you know that
What?
It's already started.
What?
Scott Broden posted up this picture of Gandalf, and it zooms in on his face, and it says, video? Question mark. So.
Ah, nice. That's awesome.
Shit. All right. I'm sorry. I digress. Moving on. You have that diamond intergrade with the stripes.
Yes.
Right. That, I think, is what you're going to get. Because the zebra pattern is going to overpower the tiger every time to an extent. But you're going to get some organization of the stripes. So you're going to have those little pinstripes going down the sides of the back. That, I think, is what you're going to get. You're not going to have full-on tiger stripes.
No, I don't think so. What's your thoughts, Dave?
Looking at the zebra, like it kind of busies up the pattern and it kind of shrinks down like the yellow portion or like the lighter portion of the snake. So when you breed, like when you line breed for tigers, what I think is going to end up happening is you're going to end up with very thin stripes running down both the back and the sides. And I think when you combine it with the jaguar, you're going to end up getting that stripe a little bit more reduced until it looks maybe more like a typical tiger jaguar. But I think the background's still going to be comprised of pretty like busy squiggles and tipping. And with the regular zebra tigers, I think you're going to end up with very thin striping on the sides and back, and then that nice little tipping in the background. But I don't think it's going to be like the sexy combo that it's made out to be.
Okay.
All right.
I guess we.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, no, I mean.
Project is scrapped now.
to be honest with you, I was more that project was more towards wanting to just see number one what happened with it. Number two, is getting the red out, because the red zebra jag is what I'm after.
There you go.
So
you had some pretty good red representation of your zebra jags from last time. When they hatched, you could see the red influence.
Yeah, you can. You still can. But here's the thing. I'm going to take that zebra that has the tiger in it that maybe will refine the pattern, so to speak, or maybe it's going to be that, those genes that kind of get in there. And like, Dave, you had said something about that yellow belly ball python where it just, it's like it's such a subtle thing, but it kind of is that thing that you need that kind of like turns it on, so to speak. So,
yeah.
The genes by itself are not going to really, if you're just having, but the mix of everything is what's going to be what it's after. However, the red jag V from Luke Snell and breeding that back to one of the zebras from that clutch.
Ooh.
That's
see, now I should have stolen V from you when I had the chance.
That's what I'm after.
Now, I want some from that pairing. I'm saying it right now. I've got shivers down my spine from how excited I am for that.
Yeah, that's going to be badass. So I'm just curious to see how that plays out. And, you know, V's pattern's already super reduced, and the red and the clean, I don't know. That's what I'm excited about. The tiger is sort of a afterthought. So, cool.
Sorry to crush your dreams there, Eric.
Hey, man, I have so many projects going on that if one doesn't work out, there's always another. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No, you can't do that one. Back to super albino, caramel, granite, zebra, pet, or hippopotamus. So, yeah, there you go. So.
Listen, Mr. Non-Frankenstein, you're going to be wanting something. You're going to come over here one of these days, and you're going to look in one of those tubs and say, damn, I want that. I want that. I'm going to say, oh, and they're IJs.
No. Whoa. Whoa. Let's not go crazy.
Yeah. You say, what? So. Very cool. One more thing, Dave, before you, I wanted to give you some props out for, I saw over on MP that you had the lineage thing started up. I think that's an awesome idea. And you were using, what were you using?
I was using PowerPoint, actually. It was pretty simple. I just dragged some text box down and typed in the information. And then there was a little bracket in the shape icon. I just used that to drag down and connect the text boxes together and try and make it look as good as possible, as uniform as possible.
Awesome. Then, do you have any advice for anybody that's trying to track down lineage of their carpets?
Be persistent. I know, for example, I hate to call out Jason Balin, but I wanted a picture of the original tiger that was bred to Benjamin to start the Tiger Jag project. And I sent him an email. He's like, oh, yeah, give me a second. And 2 weeks went by. I sent him another email. Said, hey, Jason, how about that picture? Like, oh, yeah, 1 second. And another week went by. You get the info you want, but you got to be persistent. You got to really want it. I mean, don't go jumping in expecting to get all the information you want just right out of the blue.
Yeah, me twice. So,
another good thing to do is actually, I love searching Aurelia Pythons for old pairings because I found a lot of my lineage information from there, to be honest. So, if you have a lot of free time and you like AureliaPythons.com, just do some searching.
I agree. I was looking at I was researching diamond pythons and diamond lines, and I was on that I went all the way to the very beginning, and it was like, I guess it started in like 2005 or 6 or something like that, and I'm reading Will Bird comes on there, and he kind of just pretty much gave me all the ingredients for what he, you
Jason
know, like
says,
all
Jason
the
ingredients says go punt.
Huh?
Jason Balin says go punt. I don't know if that's for David Kelly or what. So, I like having him on my phone. It's like color commentary from nowhere. So
I'm sorry, Jason.
Owen just starts laughing out of nowhere. Like, what the
hell?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you can't keep my interest, Eric. So
yeah, I know.
Go elsewhere.
Me and my Frankenstein snakes just don't keep you going. But yeah,
all right,
and
I'm getting violent on the forums right now, or at least on Carpet Fest. Something about how if you beat me in the somehow that Julie posted pictures of the rough scales that are up, and I posted up that they are mine, and Jason Hoffer said that they're yours, Eric, and I said no, I'll beat you with a pipe. So yeah, I'm not gonna beat you. I'm not gonna beat you at the auction. I'm gonna beat you with a pipe if you beat me. I'm just saying. Because we're friends.
Fair enough. So it's an all-out war. All right.
Pretty
got
much. It's just gone out of control.
Awesome stuff.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are just about out of time. Anything else you wanted to hit on, Dave? Give a shout-out or anything?
go dark side or go bust.
There you go.
Get him out of here.
All right, guys, take it easy.
All right.
Thanks, dude.
See ya. All right.
We've had an active evening. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of calling going on and Morelia Python Radio craziness. So good times.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just run it down and call it a night.
Go for it.
Okay. We have Morelia Python Forums, www.moreliapythons.com. Go over there, check it out. It's just like David was just saying, and I was about to say, you can go back there and you can search and learn anything you can about carpet pythons and Morelia. The info is there for the taking, so definitely do your research before you jump into to a project and figure out what you're looking for, and all the info is right there. PythonsRadio.com. You can go over there, check it out. It links you to our Facebook pages, like Morelia Pick of the Week. You can go over there and post up your Morelia, whether it's carpets, chondros, scrubs, roughies. If you're lucky enough to own a
pair.
Well, Morelia, stick it up there. It's a definitely go-to page for me over on Facebook. So I think we're almost at 700 members and going strong. It's good stuff. What else do we have? If you need to get in touch with us because of you wanted to donate an animal, you can email us at info@moreliapythonradio.com and we'll get you involved in that. Northeast Carpet, May 18th, 2013, a must-attend event if you are in the area and you are looking to get into carpet pythons. Maybe you're sitting on the fence. Great, great group of people. It's an awesome time. Like I said, there's going to be really cool snakes up on the auction, and everything is going to Rico. So, good times. All around. And Owen has a gavel now, so we're good.
Yes, so now it's official.
We'll probably...
Now we're not just a bunch of jerks in the backyard.
We're probably going to do a show from there. We'll have to work out the details of exactly when it is and be a little more...
Yeah, we messed that up last year. So.
Yeah, we'll be a little more organized this time. And
no, we won't, but we'll try
harder.
Just take
to bring his computer. That's all.
Right.
Pack it with the gavel.
Go and bring your computer. Fine, I'll bring my computer.
Yep. Okay. So what else do we have? I'm trying to think. So, yeah, we have carpetfest.com. You can check it out there. Once I guess I'm going to start putting together a page where all the animals are going to be on, so you can go over there and check it out and see what we're going to have available. And then myself, I'm putting up a zebra jag. And we have the roughies, and like Julie said, there's a couple other jungles and various other projects. Oh,
IJs and cool things. It's great.
Yes. So good stuff. Next week we have the iHerp extraordinaire himself, Arian Florin. He's coming on to talk with us about iHerp and chondros, and I'm sure that he's good friends with Rico, so I'm sure he will be happy to talk about the Carpet Fest and such.
Hopefully, we can actually speak to him this time.
Yes. So. Yeah, we won't have any technical disasters like we did on the last show. Then to that, it's not confirmed, but I'm almost 100% sure it's going to be Michael Pinnell is coming back.
Hey!
To talk with us. And we're going to talk about selective breeding. Selective breeding
is
going to be the topic of choice. So I think if you look at Michael and some of the work that he's done with his coastals and his IJs, he definitely knows a thing or two about selective breeding. And I'm curious to pick his brain about, you know, what he did for putting those pairings together. What did he look for? What was he trying to do, and how did he get those end results? And maybe it wasn't successful the first time. So, you know, we're just going to walk through and try to find out how he refined his line that he is known for.
He's working with, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess awesome. The only other thing I have is I've updated my webpage. So you can go over there and check it out at ebmorelia.com. And I'm going to keep updating it with the nice pictures that Mr. Zach Baez is taking for me. If you want him to take pictures for you, I'm sure that he would be happy to do that. You could get in touch with him on Facebook, and he's well worth it. I only have to pay him in pizza.
All right, I'm stealing him. That's it. All right, tell him he's got to. Well, we're going to need bigger stuff
and snakes in the future. So, but yeah, definitely makes a difference. That's for sure. I think that's all I got. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but go
probably.
For it.
All right, for us, we got. You can definitely check us out at Rogue Reptiles at Facebook.com. You can also go to Rogue-Reptiles at Facebook. Upcoming shows, we have the 20th at Oaks, Pennsylvania show, and then the 27th is at Hamburg, Pennsylvania. Hope everybody comes out to check us out at all those shows. We are scraping the barrel, the bottom, when it comes to babies. We do not have that many left, but 2013 babies are on their way. We have the Super Caramels are in the incubator, and we're waiting on a few more females. If you want to be on any of the lists of any of the animals that have already been said that we're getting, if you want to be on the Super Caramel wait list, please get in contact with us through our Facebook page or go through rogue-reptiles.com and fill out the baby contact form. And I guess that's it for me. So what I guess we'll say is thank you, everybody, for stopping by listening, and we hope to see you all next week for some more Morelia Python Radio. Thank you very much.